This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Mike Sedita.
Hello out there, and welcome to a milestone episode number 150 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Sedita. Today, we are joined by the owners of Elite One Investment Group, and that's Eugene and Liz Fanfan. Guys, how are you doing today?
We're doing amazing. How's it going?
Amazing. It is getting towards the end of the week. We're going to knock down the fourth wall. We're recording on a Thursday. So when it's every time when we're over the hump of the week, it's everybody's doing amazing. If it was Monday, we'd be like, yeah, we're just surviving it Monday. So just so you guys know a little bit about what the Good Neighbor Podcast is, how we got started, and the purpose of our mission and what we do is back in 2020, when everybody was socially distant during COVID, the Good Neighbor Podcast was started as a way for business owners like you guys to be able to get your message out so people had some awareness about what you're doing. And in the last 4 years, it's grown into a national brand. So we have Good Neighbor Podcasts in Denver, Atlanta, Virginia, Philadelphia. We're all over the U.S. I am fortunate enough to be the guy here in Tampa that gets to talk to business owners and entrepreneurs like you. With that being said, tell us a little bit about Elite One Investment Group.
Yeah, 1,000%. So Elite One Investment Group is a short-term rental company. Founded in 2019, where we provide temporary housing for people that may be here for work, leisure. But now we've been kind of focusing on people who's here for work, right? So we work with a lot of travel nurses, things like that, that will house them temporarily. Instead of them going to a hotel, they'll be able to stay with us, have a place that's furnished, and they feel like they're home and can take care of their business, work, leisure, vacation. And these are the individuals that we cater to in the Tampa Bay area with the Elite One company.
So let me ask you one quick question off of that. It was specific around travel nurses. Do you generally, because I know there's specific sites. I had a friend who was a travel nurse. There's specific sites they go to A, look for assignments to travel all over. Do you guys just do your normal short-term rental sites, whether that's Vrbo, Airbnb, all those different guys, or are there specific platforms for nurses, number one? And number two, if not, do you contract with some of the like the nursing like hospitals, say, and say, we have availabilities for your staff? How does that work?
Yeah, so great question. So typically what we do is a few sites that's out there, like Furnish Finders, a couple other sites that some travel nurses or healthcare professionals look into to be able to find housing. But we found that a lot of people use Airbnb or Vrbo just because it's popular, right? And it's easy to have the app or their phone. They could go ahead and search a place real quick. If the numbers make sense, they'll go ahead and book it. And then, you know, we'll let them know that we'll allow 30-day stays. And then also we give an incentive when it comes to travel nurses. So now if they're looking for a place on Airbnb, we'll let them know, hey, we'll give you a discount if you're staying for long term. For 30 days or more, we'll offer you a 10% discount. So there's other sites that's out there. But because since Airbnb and Vrbo is trending, a lot of people are just searching for places on, you know, on Airbnb and Vrbo.
And nurses are doing generally what, like 12 weeks or 26? They're doing like 3 or 6 months, right? Isn't that generally like what they end up coming to contract for?
Correct.
And sometimes they get extensions. Like right now, we have a nurse who's been staying with us since August, and they're going to be staying through May.
Oh, nice. Let me ask you this. As business owners, there's a pro and a con to that, right? So the pro is, hey, my spot is locked down for 6 months or whatever it is. The con is you're losing 10%. But I guess the downtime in between, if someone was in there short term, and the cleanup and all that stuff is worth 10%.
Yeah, so it's worth it. You know, you have someone long term, you got to worry about turnover. But you give me the discount, but you got to look at, you know what? Well, I have someone that's here long term. I don't have to worry about turnover, less headaches.
Right.
So locally here, so you guys specifically, you don't got to give me a street address, but what part of town are you based in the Tampa market?
West Shore, South Tampa.
Okay.
Downtown Tampa.
And how many properties currently do you have within the group?
We have 12.
Wow. And are they scattered all over? Or do you like to keep them close? Or do you like to stay near the beaches or near the hospitals? What do you like to do?
We have six downtown. We have a few that's in South Tampa. And then we got one that's like outside of Tampa, which is in Riverview.
In Riverview. All right. So, yeah, you're mostly down in that, you know, not you're not like, I mean, you're not really, you're more like the sightseeing verbo than the beach verbo, right? I mean, is that kind of more accurate?
Yeah, I would definitely say more sightseeing, but we're close to the hospitals, which is important. We're like really close to everywhere that they need to be.
That's very cool. I mean, when I think of that, the verbo and the Airbnb thing, I guess maybe it's me. My first thought in Florida is people are going to go to like Clearwater and St. Pete and want to have the rental properties there. But as a business owner, I mean, I'm sure you guys have looked into that, but that's probably more expensive, A, investment to get those properties, B, hurricane insurance, being on the water, flood insurance. I mean, there's variables that make those not as maybe profitable because there's a better margin on being closer to the hospital than there is being closer to the beach. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I would definitely say our niche will be the travel workers. And because we've kind of gotten into it, where the locations we are, that's why we kind of stick to where we are right now.
All right. So that's what you guys do. That's the business. Tell me, and ladies first, Liz, what is your background? How did you get into this? You're a real estate person during the day? Like you have like a Vrbo cape? Like if you pull open your shirt, is it Vrbo? Underneath it's realtor? Like what do you do by day?
So I am a real estate agent and we just kind of fell into it. Kind of like you said, it was like around the COVID time, like right before. And we just noticed the trend of people wanting to travel. And then we just, we acquired one unit that turned to 3 to 5 and we just kept growing from there. And, I actually do have clients in transition who have been purchasing new construction. They need a place to stay in the interim.
Right.
It's kind of worked hand in hand with what I do during the day. But you know, I do this every day. So
Right. So then let me ask you, Eugene, let me guess, you're a construction guy that knows how to refurbish plumbing and electrical. That would be the perfect setup, but what is your background?
So background is sales and marketing.
Okay.
So this got pretty much in it, just looking for a way to generate passive income. Like, well, what way we can make passive income? Mm-hmm. It'll be good passive income, you know, compared to traditional rental. Cause we had a multifamily in Tampa. Yeah. So it's just a lot of headaches with tenants, long-term fixing, mm-hmm. rehab after mm-hmm. they leave. So we decided we want to do something where it's less headaches and more profit. So looking at the short-term rental industry made a lot of sense.
And you know, the big thing is, yeah, I mean, someone's there long term, but they beat the crap out of it over a year, 2 years, whatever it is. The hardest part, I always thought, and listen, you watch those stupid flipping shows on TV and they make it look so easy. Oh, there's water damage. Let me just call so-and-so and he's going to fix it all. And it takes in an hour episode, they've rehabbed the house that was down to studs and it looks amazing, right? But the reality is if you don't have the GC or the plumber or the electrician or whoever you need in those trades ready to do the work that's reliable, it can kill your job. It can kill your flip. So do you guys have – yeah, I mean, you've got to have a good network. So let me ask you this. I mean, Liz, I know every realtor in a 10-mile radius around Tampa, Wesley Chapel, New Tampa, all that stuff, they're all in B&I or some sort of networking group. Do you have a network like that or do you have just a personal network from being in the area?
Just personal networks. We actually did participate in B&I a few years ago. So it's something we are familiar with, but we built up a personal network. So we do have a strong team and network for anything that we need to get accomplished.
It's important. Yeah, it's important. So let me ask you this. So are you guys originally from Tampa? Are you originally from Florida?
South Florida, originally born and raised in Miami.
Miami. Oh, my gosh. So you came up here to avoid the traffic and then you got here and that there's more traffic. So how long have you guys been in Tampa?
A long time now.
14 years for me.
For me, like 11 years.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I mean, listen, for Florida, that makes you a native. You know, the way people move in and out of this area, it's pretty crazy. So, you know, the big question, you know, I like to ask people because especially with what you do, because – you know, if you go on Instagram or TikTok, every guy wants to tell you in 19 seconds of their TikTok video how you can become a real estate investor in 10 minutes if you just follow these 12 easy steps. And the first step is having amazing credit, and the second step is having a bunch of money in the bank. So, like, what's a myth or a misconception you run into with people when they ask you about doing the short-term rental thing? That they maybe think it's one thing and you guys kind of educate them on, hey, look, it's really kind of this.
So I would say, you know, it takes time, you know, anything that you do, you know, any business is not going to be something that's overnight. You got to put work in. You know, a lot of times people start to dream, oh man, it's easy. Nah, if it was easy, everybody would do it. So it takes a lot of time. Anything that you're going to do, that you're going to build, that's good. It's going to take time, work, effort, especially the short-term rental industry. It could be lucrative, but it's a lot of time, you know, time consuming, setting it up, getting it furnished, any, you know, things that may break. You have to get your handyman team to go ahead and fix it. So it takes time. And then finding the locations, customer service. So it's a lot that's involved. You know,
even that was the big question I wanted to ask you, because that's kind of the biggest thing is when you're finding a property that you want to bring in. Number one, right now, it's a little tricky because getting money is tight. It's tough to get money right now. You know, that's a big thing that's going on, you know, and everybody's got their fingers crossed that in the next 3 months, the Fed is going to magically make rates and money a little bit more available because we're in election year. Maybe that happens. Maybe that doesn't. So number one, money is tight. But number two, how do you know, like, all right, you see a property, A, where are you finding the properties? I mean, you're kicking every rock, or is there like, are you able to find them through like probate? Are you able to find them through the county rec? Like, how are you finding them? And then when you go and look at them, who is the expert? I'm going to guess Liz, but who's the expert at the person who goes, yeah, we can make this work, like with the numbers, or is it kind of a team effort? Like, or is one of you looking at it going, yeah, there's no way this wall's about to fall down and this isn't worth our time? How does that whole, that interaction go down?
So we have a team. So we do have a team who helps us with sourcing the properties. And I would say when it comes to a misconception, to kind of go back to that, a misconception is that you have to own the properties. You don't. You can go a different route, which is through with corporate leasing. And then as far as like finding the right properties, there is a way. It's not just finding any property and think it's going to work. You have to find a property that's going to be profitable based on the area and the type of individuals you want to attract. Because if it's not in a great area, you're not going to be able to price it at a premium price and expect it to be extremely profitable. Yeah. But I will say that's a team effort with both
of us. Okay. So you
would find places that's in the hood.
Well, listen, it depends, right? So there are whole sorts of gentrification areas. Like I lived in Atlanta, and there was an area in Atlanta called Grant Park that was the hood. I mean, it was when I lived there at one point. Right. And then people just kind of move back to it. And all of a sudden you get a couple of those young urban professionals that want to come back to, you know, to the hood and start to build it up. And then once you see that Starbucks go in, all bets are off. You know, that place is on the way up. Starbucks researches their stuff. So you had thrown out corporate leasing to not have to own the property. So is essentially that, and again, I'm going from an elementary level. A company like BlackRock has properties in their investment pool. You somehow are leasing their property and putting like a VIG on top of it that you take that VIG off of it without having to own the property. Is that how that works? Like a commission?
Not quite. It's something similar. So let's say with the corporate leasing, you find a property. It could be a house. It could be an apartment. It can be a condo. It's just as long as you have like the permission to use it the way that you're wanting to use it to where you're profitable. You pay them and then you charge your rate to where you're
right. So you're subletting it and then subletting it again, essentially.
Correct. Essentially, yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, I gotta talk in rudimentary terms. I'm not a real estate ace or any of that stuff. So let me ask you this. I mean, you guys are in this. I mean, clearly you have, you know, 12 properties, you're kind of bouncing all over the place. When you guys are not doing this, what do you guys like to do for fun? Do you guys like to like read the real estate pages for fun, or do you guys go out and go dancing?
Yeah, hang out with the family. We got kids, two little ones.
Mm-hmm. How old?
Three and two. One's going on two.
Oh, dude. Boys or girls?
One boy, one girl.
One boy, one girl. Hands are full for sure.
Yeah, that's a lot, man. That three and two. Like, your place has to be baby-proofed and wrapped in styrofoam and bubble wrap to make sure nobody's bouncing off the wall.
Yeah. Oh, you have no idea.
No, believe me. I've been there, and I can tell you I'm – good luck. Best of luck. It is definitely an adventure. But I will tell you, at that like 5 to 7 age, when they're starting to get into like little league or soccer, or if your daughter starts getting into like the, you know, not makeup, but like the girly stuff. I mean, it's like, it's fun then. They're like doing stuff and you could like roll them around in the dirt and like mess them up and then they come back. That's fun. But right now it's a lot of running around and chasing after and all that stuff. So you guys are drinking a lot of Red Bull or 5-Hour Energy. I think that's probably, probably should buy some stock in one of those beverage companies. You're going to need it.
Or it gets me through the day, I guess.
So let me ask you this. One of the things I always like to ask business owners, because it does a couple things. For people that are listening to this that may want to work with you, it shows them your resiliency. And for other business owners and entrepreneurs, because here's the thing. When I worked a corporate job, everybody that works a corporate job says, I'm going to be my own boss one day. And they say it as if like, then I'm going to be on easy street. I'm not going to have to work anymore. But what they don't realize is when you're your own boss, you don't punch 9 to 5. It's you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And listen, Eugene, you're not in your head. If people are watching this, you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you're like, oh crap, I have to furnish that place before this and that. And once it starts, you can't turn it off. So
correct.
I like to ask people, has there been a hardship or a challenge that you guys have come across while doing this, whether it's personal, professional, whatever, where you said, you know what, Liz, I don't know if we're going to get through this, but somehow you were able to circle the wagons and get to the place where you're at today, where you're not sleeping at all with 2 small children and running around constantly.
Yeah, I would say all the time, you know, every business owner going to have ups and downs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, you get to a point where you just have a whole bunch of things just going wrong. Like, oh, crap, like what I got myself into. Man, I wish I could go back to 9 to 5.
Yeah, right.
Responsibility, right. You know. So it was a catch-22. Yes, you're your own boss,
yeah.
Right? But you have more responsibilities. You know, when you're 9 to 5, you just punch your clock, do your work, and go home, right? You don't have to worry about all the big stuff as the owners and managers and all of that. But what I would say for people that's out there is looking to get into business, understand it's going to be difficult. You got to put time in. You're going to have some stuff that's going to go wrong. It's part of the process. You're going to have some failures. You're going to have some fears that's going to be outside of your control, but just keep pushing, right? Keep going through. You're going to make it to the other side.
Yeah. I mean, that's great advice. Putting your head down when things get hard and refocusing on the next, like just the next task at hand, get that done. And then the next one and the next one and put a little momentum together. Because listen, you've had those days. I could tell just by the look in your face, and people who are listening to this don't see that. But if you're watching it, like there's those days when the phone's ringing and you're like, oh, another thing is about to go wrong. And then you like, you don't even want to pick up the phone because you know, it's like, this is a fire I'm going to have to put out. And it's stressful. You know, and listen, if I always, for me, I'm a big list guy. Like I have lists, like these 6 things need to be done. I prioritize them. And then I just go through and it gives me a sense of accomplishment. Like, boom, bang that out. And I'm doing that. That's some great advice, Eugene, is that doing the next task at hand and focusing and knowing that you're going to have those tough times. But if you just focus on the next thing, you get through it. So let me ask you this, as far as, you know, people who are your ideal customer is really kind of not necessarily even here right now. Like they could be anywhere. They could be in Oregon. They could be in Michigan. They could be in New Jersey. They could be anywhere and they're just finding you. So you're doing the sites, you're doing the best way to market the business through your sites. What is the one thing if people are coming to stay? Now they don't even know they're staying at one of your places. All it says is verified seller or whatever your designation is. I don't even know what it is on Vrbo, or you get some sort of designation if you're a good host, ideal host. Mm-hmm. What do you want people to know about working with you guys?
They're going to have a great experience. We're a super host. So because we have that designation, you can literally switch, like check. I only want to stay with a super host. That they're going to have a great time. Their place is going to be clean and they're going to be in a great location.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be pretty scary. Like, I just booked a trip. I'm going to see Pearl Jam in Missoula, Montana, and I booked a Vrbo. Okay. I'm looking for that super host. I'm going to the middle of nowhere mountains in Montana, and I'm a Yankee with a New Jersey accent. I'm afraid to even talk a little bit because they're going to be like, where's this guy from? But you want to find that safe spot, and that super host designation is hugely important. So if, you know, I mean, I guess when you guys are doing this, I mean, what's the best way for someone to get a hold of you to want to do business with you? Or say someone has a property they want to sell or sublet to you guys. How do they get a hold of you?
They can reach out to by our phone number, which is the 813-906-5677 phone number. The other thing is go to our website, which is elitestays.net. Mm-hmm. That'll lead to our website where we have all of our properties that's listed here in the Tampa Bay area. And then also you guys can follow us on social media. It's going to be at Elite One Stays. And then also our personal social media handle tag on Instagram at Mr. Eugene 06 for myself. And Liz, your IG handle?
Simple. It's at Liz Fanfan.
Oh, that's easy enough. How'd you manage that? There's no other Liz Fanfan anywhere around here. Normally it'd be Liz Fanfan 72468 or some random number after it. So we will definitely include all of your socials when we produce the podcast for you guys. Listen, it was a pleasure to have you on, folks. If you are looking for a property, or if you're listening to this podcast, we're based out of Tampa, but if you're listening to this in New Jersey or Dallas or Phoenix, and you need to come to Tampa because it is one of the best cities in the United States, and you're looking for an extended stay or just a vacation rental close to all the hot spots in Tampa, Elite One Investment Group, and it's Elite the number one, okay? So make sure you do that. And if you need to contact these guys, it's elitestays.net or 813-906-5677. Eugene and Liz Fanfan, thank you so much for being good neighbors, and thank you for being on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Thank you so awesome. Much for having us.
It was a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Passcode. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppassco.com. That's gnppassco.com or call 813-922-3610.